This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The Lok Sabha will continue discussion on Operation Sindoor for second day today, while Rajya Sabha will take up a 16-hour debate on Operation Sindoor today. Initiating the discussion in Lok Sabha on Operation Sindoor yesterday, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said that the government has given a strong message to Pakistan that terrorism and talks cannot go together. He said, in retaliation to cowardly attack on tourists in Pahalgam, the Indian Armed Forces gave a befitting reply to Pakistan and destroyed 9 terrorist hideouts by killing more than 100 terrorists. He said India's response was non-escalatory and measured and launched with intention of targeting terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan.
सभ्य मुल्कों के बीच बातचीत होती है अध्यक्ष महोदय, लोकतांत्रिक देशों में बातचीत होती है, पर एक ऐसा देश जिसके वजूद में लोकतंत्र का एक कतरा भी न हो और सिर्फ रिलीजियस फैनेटिसिज्म, टेररिज्म और हेट्रेड अगेंस्ट इंडिया हो, उसके साथ संवाद किसी भी सूरत में नहीं किया जा सकता। पाकिस्तान की नीति और चरित्र को लेकर कोई भ्रम नहीं रहना चाहिए। यह एक ऐसा देश है जो वैश्विक आतंकवाद की नर्सरी है और उन्होंने इसको अपनी स्टेट पॉलिसी का भी एक आधार बनाया हुआ। अध्यक्ष महोदय, मैं लोकतंत्र के मंदिर में खड़े होकर यह बात कह रहा हूं कि भारत को 1000 ककट्स देने का सपना पालने वालों को नींद से जग जाना चाहिए। यह मोदी जी के नेतृत्व वाला नया भारत है जो आतंकवाद के खिलाफ किसी हद तक जाता।
Intervening in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said it was important to send a clear, strong and resolute message after the Pahalgam attack. He said the government took the step to shape the global understanding of the Pahalgam attack and tried to bring Pakistan's long use of cross-border terrorism before the international community. He said it was the success of Indian diplomacy that resistance front, which owned up to the Pahalgam attack, was designated as a global terrorist organization by the US government. He said only 3 nations apart from Pakistan opposed Operation Sindoor out of 193 members of the United Nations. He said India's message was clear that India is exercising its right to defend itself from terrorism.
The challenge of cross-border terrorism continues, but Operation Sindoor marks a new phase. There is now a new normal. The new normal has 5 points. 1, terrorists will not be treated as proxies. 2, cross-border terrorism will get an appropriate response. 3, terror and talks are not possible together. There will only be talks on terror. 4, not yielding to nuclear blackmail. And finally, terror and good neighborliness cannot coexist. Blood and water cannot flow together. This is our position.
Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi raised questions over the security apparatus in Jammu and Kashmir, saying that the government was unable to apprehend the terrorists who were responsible for the cowardly terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, Ram Shankar Rajbhar of Samajwadi Party also echoed the same view, saying that the terrorists responsible for the Pahalgam terrorist attack are still absconding. The Supreme Court has refused to stop the Election Commission from publishing the draft electoral rolls for Bihar on August 1 as per the schedule notified for the special intensive revision. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joy Mallya Bagchi did not hold a detailed hearing as Justice Kant had to attend an administrative meeting with the Chief Justice. However, he assured the petitioners that the matter would be heard at the earliest and asked lawyers to indicate the estimated time needed for the arguments by today. The National Education Policy 2020 completes its 5 years today. The launch of NEP laid out an ambitious roadmap to transform India's schools into spaces where learning is no longer confined to textbooks, marks or memorization. Divya Deshmukh became the first Indian to win the FIDE Women's World Cup title after defeating fellow Indian Koneru Hampi in Batumi, Georgia. The match lasted for 3 days and was decided through tie breaks, with Divya emerging victorious with a score of 2.5 and 1.5. And that is the end of the news bulletin.